Players before the game, and says it's, you know, forget league games or everything, it's now cup ties, and everybody starts level. Stranraer, you could see right away they were well up for it, and they won everything. Won the second balls, and they made a start, obviously down the slope with a wee bit of help of the wind. They're hoping to get a goal. Schoolboy defending for their goal. You know, it's a punt up the park, and Morris has allowed the centre forward to, and he's thinking, you know, he's not even going to close him down. He's watched the boy bring it down, and then that's when the problem started. So we're not happy about that. And Danny Granger missed a great chance to equalise with a free kick that came in. Don't know how he missed it. But then we seemed to pick ourselves up, and we made a wee change tactically. We went 4-4-2 to match up with them, but we soon changed it and put Shawnee Byrne in. Space, and that's when we seem to gain control of the ball. So we came strong in the second half, scored a good goal. Second half, I think we've totally dominated it. And then we've had chances. We've had chances, phases right through. You know, we've had two, what was headed off the line or kicked off the line. Went down to 10 men, lost a couple of players through injury and a sending off. And then we've given away a stupid free kick at the end where, you know, you could see that was where Stranraer in that second half we're always going to be looking to get something from, and we didn't pick up the boy, and he scored. So as I say, we pinpointed him at before the game, and you know, he's got a free header in the first few minutes, but he's come up with a winner at the end. So but it's half time, that's what it is, just half time, and you know, we're on a bigger pitch, and you know, that's no insurmountable win goal. It's a target for us now to get back on even keel, and then we'll go and see what we can do for there. So gives him something on this, so it should be an interesting game on Saturday. I think it'll be another tough game, and I said it would be down here. So considering what went on and with the chance, I thought we should have at least gone up to East End Park level terms, but we've got a goal to face. But that's no, as I say, insurmountable, and with half time only, we'll see what second half brings.
Are you frustrated after though? You mentioned it. I mean, you did dominate long periods of the game.
In the second half, I think they put in so much effort in the first half. However, I thought it might tell in the second half. And of course, we got our passing going. We've got young, sharp, fit players, and I thought they were looking a little bit heavy legged with the effort they put in the first half. And we were creating a lot of chances. And when we got the chances in behind them, you've got to take them. You know, phases right through, and he's trying to dink the goalkeeper when he should be putting his foot through it. There was a couple of chances. I think Hubby just came on as a sub, and it fell for him, and he's not sorted it out and tried to place it in the net instead of blasting it. And there was one or two good chances floating about. But if you don't take your chances, you run the risk of getting punished. And as I say, it was a late goal, and we had a man sent off, and Josh picked up an injury on the calf. I was worried that he might get worse, and then he was on a booking, so I didn't. You know, if you're not quite fit, and you go and make a late challenge and pull him down, it was sensible to take him off. Gagan we've lost, which is a blow. He's up at the hospital, so that's going to be a massive blow. And but as I say, we're going up the road. We're not out the tie by any means, and we'll have a good crowd there on Saturday, and we'll be going for it. And so it's not as if we're going to have to chase two or three goals like we've had to do in the past. It just takes one to get back on level terms, so we've got to make sure that we get the pressure on them early and try and get an early goal, and we'll take it for there. But if it doesn't come, then we'll just keep plugging away as long as we're nice and solid, and make sure that we concentrate harder. I thought the second half, for all the play we had, I still felt that Stranraer got a bit of joy with some indecision at the back and our players. So I wasn't too happy about that. I thought two or three of them got caught doing silly things that allowed them to get a sniff. And you say before the game, you know, don't give them a sniff, don't give them any encouragement, because once you do that, it just gives them a lift that they can get at you and cause you problems. And the problems we were causing was ourselves, because of indecision, you know, and no dealing with matters or making the wrong decision. But as I say, there was a lot of pluses in the second half, particularly because we controlled the game and just got hit near the end with a sucker punch after creating a couple of good chances ourselves. But you know, well, there was always a possibility you could come down here. It's a hard place to come. You know, Ross County have got beat here, Inverness had a hard time, and I know they've not been great lately, but they're all, there's all that's went on in the past didn't matter. These were cup ties tonight, and you know, you could see their plan was to get stuck in about us and stop us playing, but we weathered that. But we played some no bad stuff, and as you say, we controlled the game and probably deserved a draw out of it, but we're one behind, but that, as I say, we're capable of getting that back.
Do you feel that puts a lot of pressure on you for Saturday though, in context of future?
How do you mean?
Well, it's going to be a big game. The whole season's really going to rest on that.
Well, the season is, you know, the season's been a great season for us. Our target was to make the playoffs. Our target was to finish second and give us an opportunity to go and get promoted. But you remember, there's four teams, you've got four games to play before you do that, and sometimes they can, you know, there's cup ties, and in cup ties, some people can play really well in cup ties and lose. We've played decent football tonight and lost, so it means we've got a challenge on. You've just got to make sure that we accept that challenge and go there and do our damnedest to put it in. So pressure's on every week. With any, as I say, there was no guarantees when you're in the playoff that it goes your way. You just hope that, you know, that wasn't for a lucky effort. And I thought, that, as I say, I thought, to be fair to Stranraer, they were the better side for the opening 20 minutes because they got on top of everything. They won every header, they won every knockdown. And it wasn't until we got a wee sort of spell in the game where we got our first attack that we started to give them something to think about. And we actually finished the half quite well. But I think overall, on clear-cut chances, we had far more than they had tonight. And but if you don't take them, you always run the risk of losing the game. But, you know, there's a long way to go. And we've got, it's no 45 minutes we've got, it's 90 minutes to put it right. And, you know, we're in good form, there's some good performances tonight. Well, hopefully the injuries will not be too severe. And we'll just have to deal with the Jonathan sending off cover. But the boys came in last week against Rangers and showed that they can accept that challenge and did very well. So it means it's an opportunity for somebody else to come in and do well. All right.
Yep.